Hey, everybody. Welcome to the City High Little Hawk Hawk Talks news and entertainment podcast. Welcome. I'm Gabe.
I'm Max.
And I'm Nathaniel.
Wow, full name. It's getting formal. First off, we've got some events around town. Max, you want to start us off?
Yeah, so first off, we've got the Landlocked Film Festival this weekend. This is like Iowa City's very own film festival that's been going on for several years now. And so there are several movies, films that have been submitted from all over the state, and other places, from students and, you know, just filmmakers all around. And they've selected, you know, the very best that they think, you know, the ones that are good enough to be into this film festival. They're going to be showing shows at the Bijou Theater, which is the University of Iowa Theater in the IMU. And then also they're going to be showing some films at the Englert.
Yeah, there's the Englert, there's a library, too, in the Sheridan.
Oh,
yeah.
Everything at the library is also free.
I didn't realize there's a screening room in the Sheridan.
Yeah, there is. It's actually not bad. I've been there before.
Yeah.
Do either of you know how long, like, the film festival has actually been in Iowa City for? Like, decades, or, like, just...
No, I'd say it's been, like, the last 20 years or something like that.
I think it was in the 80s or something that it was made.
Have either of you actually been?
Yeah, for sure. I went last year and year before and stuff like that. It's great. There's always some really cool films to check out.
Yeah. There's stuff for everybody, too. There's shorts, there's feature
full
films.
Feature, horror movies, comedies.
Yeah, horrors, comedies, dramas.
And Max, your sister's on the jury, right?
Yeah, my sister was on... My younger sister Grace was on the board that chooses what films get put into the festival, and so that's pretty interesting.
So has she seen every movie that's... coming to Landlocked?
I'm not sure. I didn't talk to him about it, though.
Yeah,
for sure.
Very cool.
Also, the annual event that is the Rocky Horror Picture Show is this Saturday at midnight, the Englert. If you don't know how that works, it's at midnight, they screen the movie, but they also have actors there that act out certain parts of it.
I haven't been to the Englert one. I don't know if you have, but, like, when I went to the Bijou one last year... It was kind of like a volunteer-based thing, too. Like, if people knew the words, they would just get up and act it out and, like, teach people how to dance. But I don't know how it is at the English.
Yeah, no, it's different wherever it is. But what I've heard is that you're asked to bring certain props that, like, coincide with the movie just for, like, extra fun. And then people get up and act a little bit with it and sing along.
They throw bread at, like, the worst scenes because they're crummy. Like, that's the joke.
That's a pretty crummy joke,
yeah.
So
I know.
I mean, the movie is
not actually that good.
It's just kind of a cult
classic. It's a fun movie. It's fun to watch with a big group of people, and they're really rowdy. I had a good time. I don't think
it's
something.
Songs in it.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that I need to see more than once in a theater at midnight with a raucous group of people. But I think it's something that's worth
going to.
It's 17 or over this year, by the way.
Was it not last year? Is that the thing?
I don't know, but I. Pretty sure a bunch of my friends went, and they weren't 17.
Yeah, I wasn't 17. When
I don't think they,
it,
like, enforce this very regularly. It's also $16.
Really?
You get your own bag of props and everything, though. So, you know.
I mean, well, when I went, I'm going to do the whole comparison thing again. It was only about $5, and then you chose to buy the props for an extra $5. And then you could do that. Huh. But, I mean, I don't know. That seems pretty steep.
The English just does it different.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, my issue with them is that there's going to be a whole lot of rolling bottles. You know there's going to be a whole lot of rolling bottles that night.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Movies, segue, probably our best segue ever.
Yeah.
Yep, from movie to movie.
There you go. Right? Speaking of movies, let's talk about movies more.
Cloud Atlas finally comes out this week.
Yeah, that looks very interesting. It's the new film from the Wachowski brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly the Wachowski brothers, but one of them had an operation and is now a female.
Actually,
so
like, really quick on that, the sister Lana was honored with the Humanitarian of the Year award and it was like 2 nights ago, and she gave this like really incredible speech. It's about half an hour long, but like it just kind of cements her. And her brother is, like, some of the best, like, writers today. Like, you wouldn't really expect it with a movie like The Matrix, the whole sci-fi element, you know, that these people can actually, you know, write something outside of the box that is actually endearing. But no, like, it proves them as, like, really excellent writers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, that's... If you didn't catch that, the Wachowski brothers...
Siblings.
The siblings, sorry. are the makers of the Matrix trilogy, and this is their new project, Cloud Atlas. It stars Tom Hanks and Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
They're the two main leads.
I mean, no, the movie, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you want to look at it, but basically the movie spans this huge time period, and the actors in it play a bunch of various characters. Like, each, like, Tom Hanks plays, like, three different people.
They actually all play, I think, up to six characters.
There you go. It's
yeah.
Crazy. The special effects look, you know, amazing.
Fun fact. This is one of the most expensive independent movies ever made.
Wow.
It's about $120 million, and
jeez,
they kind of raised that money all by themselves with independent financiers, because people wouldn't, in the States, people wouldn't take a gamble on such a kind of interesting concept because they don't know how to sell it. But
right.
I hope the movie does well.
Yeah, I mean, the initial reviews are not very promising.
Well,
I mean, they're mixed.
I've read some calling it a masterpiece.
Yeah, Roger Ebert gave it a perfect score, right?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Well, but
some people gave it like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, some people hate it.
So it seems very
mixed. We'll have to see how that goes.
It could be a V for Vendetta, which they wrote, or it could be a Speed Racer at this point.
Don't mention that.
I don't think
we're going to talk about that.
Either of us know at this point, but I'm excited to see it. So yeah.
Yeah. Also, one of our favorite new movies is Silent Hill Revelations in 3D.
I'm so indifferent about the release of this movie. I'm just more kind of baffled.
I just found out about it, too.
This even came to, like, theaters? Because the first one, like, remembering it... First of all, it's not very memorable. I remember liking the first movie, but it didn't, like, do very well. Nobody really remembers
yeah.
it at all, so it's
yeah,
like...
How did it get a sequel?
It came out 6 years ago, too. You know, it's like... I don't think it did
just,
very well.
I think
they're
just milking the 3D concept for all it's worth.
Well, 3D, and also didn't a new Silent Hill game come out this year, or recently?
Yeah, but it was trash.
Yeah, it was bad, too.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It was so bad. I don't know what franchise
I'm
they're
not, I'm not saying this movie's going to be bad, because I liked the first one, but I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I mean,
if you're gonna go, if you want to go see a movie with a bunch of people that get, like, hacked up and gory and... Right?
Here's the other thing. It's like... So you have Sinister, which killed it at the box office and people are going to see. Then on top of that, the next week you release Paranormal Activity 4, which more people are seeing. How do you think, like, a movie like Silent Hill 3D is going to fare, like, going against these, like, two, like, pop culture, like, smash hits? Yeah, like, I don't see it doing very well.
It's poorly timed in many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But moving on to Gabe's crappy movie of the week.
Gabe Bazilli.
Asterisk Bazilli.
Asterisk.
Wow. Thanks, guys. The intro gets better every time.
You're welcome, Gabe.
This week, my crappy movie is Chasing Mavericks. This is about a kid who's surfing, and then he goes underwater because there's a big wave.
I don't think that's what happened.
And then he's not surfing. And then this guy becomes like this father figure.
Gerard Butler.
Right? Gerard Butler.
300. Tonight we dine in the sea.
Gerard Butler with long curly hair and a bunch of facial hair.
Yeah,
just like,
so,
surfing.
And he tries to be the father figure to this guy. And coach him how to surf. And this kid, for some reason, still likes surfing, even though he almost died when he was a child.
Wait, there's probably a scene where they're on the top of a cliff by an ocean, and Gerard Butler's like, "This is Baja!" and he kicks him into the sea.
That's actually how it ends.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. So he tries to become his father figure. The kid wants to ride this huge wave.
It's called a Maverick. That's
yeah.
why it's chasing
oh,
Mavericks.
Is it called
yeah.
a Maverick?
Yeah.
See how much I
See, I don't know.
It does not look good. Don't see it. Avoid it.
I didn't know they still made surfing movies, but apparently they do. And this one is one of them. So make sure to check it out, I guess.
Yeah, also Blue Crush 2 is on DVD, so check that one out.
There you go.
Also...
Chasing into the music portion.
Wow, that was good.
CeeLo Green has got a new album called CeeLo's Magic Moment. That sounds like a whole mess of fun. You guys.
Yeah, CeeLo Green, great
that
voice.
Fun, a whole mess of fun.
A whole mess of fun.
But yeah, he's got a great voice, like Gabe just said.
Yeah, thanks for repeating what I just said.
He has
yeah.
no neck.
He has no neck.
Gotta get a neck, man. Come on.
Yeah,
get
I
that,
mean,
you that fixed.
Think back to 2010, that's 2010 for you people out there.
For you youngins.
When he released a F*UU, or
Forget
You. That was a huge smash hit. Great voice, great lyrics, great.
Star, four stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, he's got a new album out, we'll see how it is. It's very highly anticipated. CeeLo's a great musician, we'll see how that goes. Moving on to...
Alright, well, my main man here, Toby Keith, released a new album called Hope on the Rocks, and I, for one, am not going to listen to it, because you know why? New country music sucks. There, I said it. It's terrible. I hate it with a passion.
Don't be so harsh, man.
Well,
it's true. They sing about four things. It's dogs, pickup trucks, beer, and women.
That's a stereotype, I think.
Light beer.
Well, stereotypes
are
not made out of nothing. They're based on facts.
Right, right. You have to realize that there are a lot of people out there that enjoy country music.
And
enjoy
none of them listen to this podcast, I can guarantee you that much. Sorry, Taylor Swift is not a country singer.
I think it's definitely a dying genre of music.
Reevaluate your choices, fellas, if you're going to listen to this album, and just don't listen to it. So that's all I have to say about that.
You know, go play a video game, for example, instead of listening to this music.
Hey, let's segue into video games.
Yeah.
So you've got one really good one and one really bad one. The really good one coming out this week is WWE 13.
Yeah, so if you're into fantasy wrestling, as I like to call it.
Something of fantasy.
You can play a fantasy wrestler and fake hurt people in this game.
Fake hurt
can
people.
Can you play as Quentin Rampage Jackson, or is that UFC?
I don't know what that is.
That's UFC, man.
He sounds intimidating.
Yeah,
can you play as Kevin James from Here Comes the Boom?
That'd be so funny. No,
I get this game.
I can't wait to customize my spandex. That's a cool new feature.
Nah, I do that every morning.
So, yeah, definitely don't check that one, or do.
You know,
it's the best one we've got this week.
But moving on to the actually good one. WWE 12. I get it. Assassin's Creed 3. One of the most highly anticipated video games of this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's finally coming to the stores. It's the closer of a trilogy of the video game that has grossed, you know...
A bunch.
A lot of... A
many
lot
billions.
Of
many billions.
Over... Since
when
yeah.
did the first one come out? Six?
Six.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, six years doesn't seem like that long, but in terms of Assassin's Creed, that's a long time.
It has
like six games, right?
Five. This is its fifth.
This is only
the fifth?
Yeah.
Because it's like the second one, and then they made like
Brotherhood and Revelations, which were both kind of steps back. I could get into that, but this is not a video game podcast. Comment if you want a video game podcast.
You know, supposed to be cool. Gabe is really looking forward to it. I know that.
That's me.
So yeah, if you like video games, this is one to get. We'll be anticipating its reviews once it comes out and see the gameplay and all that good stuff. So yeah, looks good.
Thanks for listening in, guys.
That's all we have for this week.
That's our outro.
Thanks for listening. Hey, you know what not to listen to? Toby Keith.
Shout out to my main man, Toby Keith.
Yeah. Drinking that A&W root beer. All right, we'll see you guys next week.